WHYY 90.9 FM, your NPR member station. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Ever wondered what it's like to date in Philadelphia as a bisexual woman pursuing unconventional relationships? Well, Brooke McCarthy would be happy to show you. She is the creator and star of the one-woman cabaret comedy show, How to Be an Ethical Slut. The story is inspired by Brooke's love life while she was a Philly resident, and the show makes its debut as part of the Philly Fringe Festival. And to talk more about the show, joining me is the star herself, Brooke McCarthy. Hello.
Hi, Priyanka. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. As soon as I saw the name of the show, it reminded me of this 1997 book, The Ethical Slut, A Practical Guide to Polyamory, Open Relationships, and Other Adventures by Janet Hardy and Dossie Easton. Did you get inspiration from that book?
It's really the messages in the book that is what inspired the morals and the narrative arc of the show, as well as the main protagonist's journey. You know, the messages of honesty, transparency, communication, and love is what inspired me.
What is the show about? How would you describe it?
Yeah. So it is one woman's journey from, you know, unethical sluthood, being lies, cheating, hidden conversations, and her journey to finding herself, owning her identity, being able to be a better partner, better lover, and exploring sexually things like triad relationships, polyamory, swinging. And so it's just, it's one woman's journey of becoming an ethical slut and owning herself.
I will tell you personally, for the longest time growing up in a very conservative culture in India, I was actually quite ashamed of my sexuality. And I'm talking heterosexuality. I mean, even to this day in India, in small towns, a couple could be arrested for showing public displays of affection or canoodling. Wow. And here you are. So would you say that that's like a very sort of progressive Western concept? Because I know that you've actually taken this show to other states. Are we ready for a show like this?
You know, I think we are, and it is definitely progressive. And I know it is not a show for everyone, but the topics in the show, it's really about the authentic human connection and bravery, living your authentic life. And if I've had nothing but positive response when I've been performing, it doesn't even matter how they identify. The audience loves it. It's a different story. Part of the reason I wanted to write the show too is because I wasn't seeing shows with characters like this. It's so amazing how many people will come up to me after the show and confide in me some of their own private, intimate experiences that are similar to mine and similar to the characters in the show. And I definitely think we're ready. I think it's a breath of fresh air to a lot of people.
All right. Does this show by any means promote promiscuity?
I would say first, that would depend on how you define promiscuity and whether that word has a positive or negative connotation to you. And really, I think that my show is about owning yourself and your identity. And it's about honoring the journey that it takes you to get there. And if anything, my show, similar to Dossie Easton and Jenna Hardy's book, is reclaiming the word slut in the same way that the queer community reclaimed the word queer back in the 80s during the AIDS epidemic. And so to me, being a slut is just a way of owning your natural, pleasurable desires, the desires that are already there, while, you know, rooting your relationships and your friendships in honest and transparent communication. And it's a way of saying that maybe you love to love more than one person at a time, whether that's an intimate love or not. And so for me, my show really isn't about promiscuity, though it has a provocative title. And if someone were to walk away with the promiscuity as the message, then I feel like they might have missed the point.
Okay. You feature a variety of music and you have an original song as well. Three is better. How did that come about?
So the song really is about understanding what it's like to be in a triad relationship or a thruple or however you want to call it when there's three people dating each other at the same time.
Wow. And here I thought that like just managing one was hard enough. How do you manage two at the same time?
It can be complicated.
All right. Where can people go to get more information about your show?
Go online at howtobeanethicalslut.com. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at howtobeanethicalslut. And you can buy tickets at fringearts.com.
And, of course, the show runs for 6 performances between September 10th through the 29th. Brooke McCarthy, an absolute pleasure talking to you. My goodness, thank you again.
All right.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY.